if you're looking for a certain thing, you want to know that, well, if you're going to buy from that site, are they trustworthy? Do I want to open my wallet for them? Do I want to click it? You know, it's just natural behavior to want to understand that something's real.
Yeah. So like prime example, what we do with our sites, because you might say, well, okay, so how are you in so many different industries? How are you an expert about carpet cleaning and an expert about casinos and an expert about finance? I'm not. I'm a marketing person that builds a website. But then what I do is that I make certain that if I'm generating leads in pensions, I'll make certain that I'm generating leads for someone that's an independent financial advisor that's accredited in doing pensions. I will not build a site unless that person will allow me to use his details, that will put his FCA license number on there, and every single piece of content that I write, he has to sign it off. Because if that content is not right, he'll get in trouble. So for us, it's hard work, because we're not just scaling AI content en masse on some of these sites. So it's like every single piece of content's got to get signed off. And this times I'm like, oh, come on, you're being a bit picky there. And he's like, nope, change that wording, change that. And we just got to do what they're saying. So we're using real people. But if you pick up the phone, you're speaking to a professional pension advisor, right? And then if it's a carpet cleaner, it's someone that's had their own business for a dozen years, that's works in loads of different jobs, like loads of different kind of, let's say they've worked for Marriott Hotels and doing all the carpet cleaning for Marriott Hotels. They've loads of pictures of them with their carpet cleaning machine, real pictures, so that when they, and not only that, is when they turn up to site, they see the same person there. It's just a good user experience. So nowadays we just, like I said, it sounds very wire and probably very boring for some, but like we just do things right. We try not to trick Google. We try to make certain there's a message match. We try to make certain that the consumer that comes to our site, if they are buying, gets exactly what they think they are buying, and they're speaking to a professional in whatever industry that it is.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.